learn to, you know, speak a little Spanish, learn some algebra. And he said, well, speak me some of that algebra. So lay some of that algebra on me. And he said, pi r square. And he said, hell, I knew I was wasting my money. Pi is round, cornbread or square, you know, so. Yeah. So, you know, that's, some people did that, you know, they just, you know, they impress you with, instead of saying you cute, they'd say, quite impressionistic, don't you think so, Maud? You know, and I thought, shit, boy. Mm.
What about the things that you would put over your windows to keep out the light?
Blinds, according to what it was, that's curtains there. We didn't call them drapes. A drape was something you would see in a gallery, you know. No, a drape was something like, of course, we had a picture window, is what we called it. I don't know what they call it now. It's still a picture window. It looked like, you know, like this one we're looking into right now, you know. More or less about a 6x4 window, you know. But we just had bamboo curtains across it, you know. And that drapes was, to me at that time, meant something like, you know, the velvet with the... with the tiered shears and things like that. Now that was a drape, you know. And drape was something you also did with a long coat if you was going to put it over your head when it was raining. You know, you draped it across your noggin and ran out in the water. But it was a curtain, and we had blinds and shades.
Now the shades are things you
pull
down.
Yeah, shades you pull down. Blinds, you know, you work with a little string and open them up, you know. They kind of wink at you when they go through.
Okay. Mm. What about a place right underneath the roof of the house?
The attic? Well, loft was the word, you know. What'd you do with that old box of Christmas stuff? It's up in the loft.
As in the barn.
Yeah, you know, it just got to be, I guess that's where it came from, it's up in the loft. And, sounds weird, I guess, now, you know. But an attic, to me, is something that was big enough, you know, that you could go up and, you know, walk around in, sit down, have a playhouse in, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, an attic. It was kind of like a basement. I mean, under the house, it was under the house, you know, and up in the loft was up in the loft, and that was different from an attic. Yeah.
Have you ever seen any houses around here where the kitchen was built away from the main house? You had to walk outside?
One or two. I could show you one, and I used to ask my daddy, I said, Daddy, is that where the slaves used to live? You know, it's a little house about five times the size of a toilet, you know, and it's got windows and doors, but, you know, just one or two, not many of those, you know, around here.
Idea why that was done?
Well, not really, except for this particular family that I know of. They owned a couple of thousand acres, you know, and I figured, you know, get the heat away in the summertime out there and let the old black women cook, you know, and bring it to the house. You know, that was just kind of my thought. I really don't know.
What about a room?
People ate chitlins and things like that back then, you know. I wouldn't want to smell them, you know, five feet away from where I was going to eat either.
Yeah, well.
Stump whooped, you know. They get kind of rank. But anyway.
What about a room?
Yeah, I had an aunt that had one of those. Swear I can't think of what she called it, but just a storage room, you know, back porch. You're talking about like a cellar, really, in a sense.
Yeah. Would you ever call it
the
pantry?
Yeah, not really. I guess you would. A pantry, I always thought it was the same thing as a cupboard or a cabinet, you know, keep it in the pantry. No, I don't. I wouldn't.
What would you call maybe a room or a separate building where somebody would keep all the accumulated junk?
Junk room, you know, a shop, you know. After everybody got to be a big shot, it was a shop, you know.
Right.
Now it's a storage building or a utility building, you know.
What would you say a woman does, say she gets up in the morning and kind of putters around the house and dusts a little bit here, maybe straighten something there? You'd say she does what?
Man, she's cleaning the house, you know. Straightening the house. Depends on what she's doing, if she's cleaning or straightening, you know.
Right.
She ought to be cooking a breakfast, which she ought to be doing.
We're hungry, huh?
Yeah.
And the thing that she would sweep with, you would call it.
That's a broom or, you know, a dust mop, like I said. You know, but a broom. A dust rag, if she was wiping off the top of the piano, you know.
Right.
It's a, what is it now? It's some kind of cloth now, but it was a dust rag. Back then it was, you know, dust rag, dish rag, wash rag.